Hello, Charlie. Glad to
Hello,
meet you
voila.
here in Auroville.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
So, my first question is, why are you here?
I came to India for Bhumi Festival in New Delhi, which is a festival celebrating the diversity on Earth and specifically with regards to food production and where we get our food. And it was organized by Vandana Shiva and Navdanya, which is her farm up in Dehradun. And originally I was just here to play at that and to play at Vandana's farm. But all through my travels in the last few years, I kept hearing of this place called Auroville and this community that I had to go and see. And I thought, well, when I'm in India, I just have to come here and see what
So,
it's all about.
just one thing, you are a musician or you are a permaculture musician? No.
I'm a permaculture musician. I'm not
What
very good at either of them, but together I'm okay.
it means exactly, permaculture in music?
Well, I think it's a genre that I might have invented, actually. But no, that's not true, actually. My teacher, a woman called Robin Francis, who I studied with a couple of years ago at a permaculture college called Janbung Gardens in Australia. She introduced the concept to me while I was doing a permaculture course that music was a very powerful way to teach and learn. And she showed us some of her songs that she'd recorded about guerrilla gardening and growing food and stuff, you know, with her band about 10 years ago. And we were all just like, wow, that's really cool. Like, it's kind of strange, but cool. And so during my course, you know, we were learning all about food production and agroecology and regenerative design. And the principles just really resonated with me so much that I thought, well, the world needs to know about this stuff. You know, like, I'm learning about permaculture, but we need everybody to learn about. And the word permaculture isn't so important. I just want to say, you know, it can mean agroecology, it can mean regenerative design. It's the principles. And so I was really interested in the principles of permaculture. And one of our tasks in the course was to write was to present a principle of permaculture in a creative way. And my friend said, "Hey, you've got a ukulele, why don't you write a song?" I thought, nah, no one's going to want to listen to a song about permaculture, but she made me do it, and so that's where it began. And then I just started writing songs about the permaculture principles. So
So it means that tonight you're gonna play in the Sadhana Forest?
I'm here at Sadhana Forest, and we're going to
So
make a show.
it will be at, I think, 7:30, we can say, in Sadhana Forest
There's
tonight
dinner, 7:30, and then a show.
on Saturday the 5th. We are the 5th? Maybe on Saturday,
Yeah,
anyway,
if you hear
today.
this in time, you can still make.
And what is the kind of program you want to give to the audience?
So I just like to start with a little bit of an introduction to permaculture, not anything too deep, because you know it's about the music, and to me the music communicates the ideas. So I talk a little bit about the introduction and maybe do like a bit of a rap or a rhyme about what permaculture is, and then usually I tour with my band, which is Formidable Vegetable Sound System, and that can be anywhere from 3 to 8 people depending on who's available. And we play, like, I call it ecological electro swing, because it's I play a ukulele, which I've got right now, and I also produce beats in a style that's sort of like jazz manouche but with a beat, so electro manouche swing. And
Django Reinhardt.
like Django Reinhardt, but in a nightclub. So sometimes we have trumpet and trombone and drums and clarinet and all sorts of things, but for now it's just me. So I'll be playing my ukulele and the beats, and hopefully it'll be a bit of a dance party. So
But you have a band in Australia,
in
because
Australia,
you're coming from Australia,
I'm from
right?
Australia. Yeah, I'm from the west part of Australia, from a small part of Perth called Fremantle, and but most of my band is actually based in the east, which is about 3,000 kilometers away. So it's hard to rehearse or, you know, sometimes get them to gigs. But yeah, I think, you know, I like to collaborate too. And tonight we have another guy who's out at Sadhana Forest, Tristan, who's going to play some songs. He's from New York and he also plays music about permaculture. I was like, what? Someone else is doing this? But he's in a band and they sing about growing food and planting fruit trees and stuff. So it's going to be a really cool night.
Okay, that's good.
And hopefully it fits the vibe of Auroville, you know? It seems like a very active place. And I think places like this are just a good breeding ground for these kind of things, you know?
So it seems to be very interesting, huh?
It keeps
And
me entertained.
I invite, but anyway, the interview will be after the show, but
Yeah. But anyone who wants to listen to the music, I have all of the songs on online for free to listen to. So it's
Where we have to go?
formidablevegetable.com.
Formidable.
Formidable
oui.
vegetable
Vegetable.
legume.com.
.com. And
Yeah.
then we can listen. There's clips also, some.
Yeah, the words are there and the chords. If you want to learn them on ukulele, I have all of the chords for how to
Yeah,
play. Because
good.
I think, you know, a large part of it, originally, the idea was to create a teaching resource for adults and children, so mainly children actually, so that they could learn these songs and play them, because that's what helped me actually to remember the permaculture principles. And like I was saying, you know, this knowledge is so valuable that the more that we can remember them in our daily lives, that the better we're going to be able to design a, you know, a more regenerative world and the kind of place we want to live in instead of all this madness that's going on out there at the moment. So I think, you know, traditionally cultures have sung songs from thousands of years, and I just really like the idea of bringing that back, you know, like bringing meaning back.
And you think you're gonna stay for a while in Auroville?
No, I'm only here for 4 days.
Ah, that's all.
Yeah, because originally I was just here for Navdanya and Bumi Festival, but I made an extra week so that I could just come down and
Yeah.
see before because I have to go back to Australia for some shows, but I
Okay.
squeezed it in, so I'll have to come back
Yeah.
and next time do a bigger show.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
But tonight's gonna be pretty big, actually, I think. 200 people. That's huge.
Tonight.
That's what I've
It's
heard.
possible, maybe 10.
Maybe, who knows? I don't mind. I just played at the farmers
Oh,
markets to about 10
great.
people, so
You
that
have
was
been
fine.
there?
Yeah.
It's good.
It was great. Yeah,
Yeah, good.
beautiful.
So maybe before to leave, you can make a little gift to our listeners
Yeah.
about a little piece of music, a short piece of music.
Love to. So this is this is my favorite song, and it's about my favorite principle of permaculture, which is to use edges and value the marginal, because I think in a lot of ways, you know, people like me and people who are interested in this kind of thing and permaculture and want to start taking bold steps to create some amazing project often get marginalized and told, "Oh, you're crazy, that's never going to work." You know, I don't know what it was like in the creation of Auroville, but I'm sure it was a pretty radical thing to do in the early days. And so this is just a bit of an affirmation that all good ideas start on the edge and on the fringes, and you know, you just have to realize that that's the place of innovation and of diversity, and that's where all the good stuff starts. So in the context of permaculture, it can be, you know, using the edges of your garden as well and the forest. So this one's called The Edge. Well, some people tell me that I'm crazy, 'cause I do things that don't fit in with the rest of society. Like my love of small spaces. My room, it ain't too large. I just built me a box underneath the house, off the corner of my garage. But the edge is where it's at, and it's easy to create. And my mama always said, if you're not living on the edge, then you're taking up too much space. Well, been looking to settle down. Maybe find some place nice where I can get my hand on some marginal land and turn it into paradise. Well, the smaller the better. And I don't even care if it's bad, 'cause I guess I'm the kind of fella who'll always be a fringe dweller, just do the best I can with what I have. Because the edge is where it's at, and it can be the most productive place. And like my mama always said, if you're not living on the edge, then you're taking up too much space. That's right. Well, I might wind up in a desert with whipping wind and sun. But I'll just plant me a hedge and I'll start my edge and I'll have sorted two things with one. Oh, but if the rain is a-falling and washing everything away, well, I'll slow down that water with a bit of a convoluted border and everything gonna be okay. Because the edge is where it's at. We've gotta work that interface. Cause like my mama always said, if we're not living on the edge, then we're taking up too much space. Alright, break it down. I love breaking it down. Especially if it's in a compost heap. Now make a pledge to acknowledge the edge. Grow some veg and stack it on a ledge. Cause wherever things come together, you'll find it getting better. You'll fall so in love with the edge, you'll wanna write it a love letter. Just broaden your range at the place of exchange. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Cause there's every single color sitting between white and black. And a well-beaten path ain't no razor right track. Because the edge is where it's at. And we're all on the edge right now. Yeah, we're gonna see some change, see some things get rearranged. Moving on, cause there's no going back. That's right, the edge is where it's at. And there's no more time to waste. Cause like my mama always said, if we're not living on the edge, then we're taking up too much space. Yeah, my mama always said, if you're not living on the edge, then you're taking up too much space. Merci. Thank you.
It was great. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to give us this little piece of your talent.
Nandri.
And see you tonight.
Yes.
See you for the others. See you on the web.
Hopefully I'll be back to Auroville.
Yeah, please come back.
And but until really then, come and find me at formidablevegetable.com.
Bye.
Grow some food.
Relax to the sounds of Auroville Radio. That's right. Coming across your airwaves.